LincolnofColumbus.com.
Just a couple minutes away from the second half kick here in our CCL game of the week. Again, Harvest Prep 14, Newark Catholic 9 in this Division 7, Region 7 final. Ryan Baker, Larry Wolf here with you. Great engineer Eric Welsh, and the best statistician in the game, Scott Rex, here with us as well. Chris Higgins back in the studios of AM 820, making sure we're staying on the air. Let's go over the first half stats here. Total offense for Newark Catholic, 88 yards, 65 of that coming on the ground, 23 through the air. For Harvest Prep, 141 total yards, 103 on the ground, 38 through the air. Both teams with 7 first downs. Newark Catholic, 3 penalties for 20 yards. Harvest Prep, 2 penalties for 20. And Harvest Prep has the only turnover of the game. That fumble for Newark Catholic. Matt Carlisle has 11 carries, 40 yards, and a touchdown. He's 3 of 5 passing for 23 yards. Drew Hess has carried the ball 4 times for 14. Derek Hawk, 5 carries, 8 yards, and 2 catches for 9 yards. For Harvest Prep, Javon Eggert, he's carried the ball 9 times for 44 yards. He also has 1 catch for 10 yards. And Josiah Carroll, 3 carries, 44 yards, and a touchdown. That touchdown was a big run in this one. He's also 2 for 4 passing for 38 yards. Larry, the teams are coming out here getting warmed up for the second half. You were a longtime coach. If you were both of these coaches, what did you say at halftime?
Well, first
teams?
Of all, if I'm coaching Harvest Prep, I say quit putting the ball on the carpet. Take care of the football a little bit better. We've got the athletes in space to do this job. If you're Newark Catholic, you've got to find some elixir on offense that will give you some kind of consistency. Right now, the running of quarterback seems to be the most consistent thing they're doing. They had a big penalty to stop a drive. They had a holding penalty that kind of cut back a first down and forced them to kick the ball and all that good stuff. But Newark Catholic has to find something on offense they can hang their hat on. And the wind is a problem. So when you have the wind, you better score.
And it looks like, Larry, as you say, that the wind has picked up a little bit. It looked like it had died down at the end of the first half, but it is blowing strong again.
Well, I guess we're lucky because we were looking at a live feed from one of the other playoff games up in Northwest Ohio, and it's snow covered up there. So for all you folks that might be listening here, as bad as it might seem outside, cold, windy, and rainy, it's not white, and you don't have to shovel it.
That one was up in Defiance tonight. Lipsick and Patrick Henry, I believe, was that one.
Well, Defiance is barely in America, so we, you know, I mean, it's South Canada is what that is. So,
Larry, you heard us talking to Jared Ulrey there at halftime. Licking Valley, 16-0, they lead Bloom Carroll. West Jeff, 28-0, over West Liberty Salem. Any surprises there for you?
Well, Coach Bisher obviously had his kids ready to go tonight for West Jefferson because they're trying to avenge the only loss of the season for them. And, you know, you rarely get a chance to get back at somebody who beat you. I mean, this is, you know, one of the strange things about the playoffs, but he did get an opportunity to avenge a loss, and he's taking full advantage of it. His kids are, listen, that West Jeff team, they're huge up front. Their offensive line is, it's a big college offensive line.
255, 265, 285, 295, 300.
Yeah, so they average about 280 across, 285 across, give or take. And they're athletic enough. And then they've got good running back. And Bisher's son is the quarterback. And he can throw it just well. He's only a sophomore. He's a little skinny kid. I mean, he's not a big guy, but he will be. But, I mean, he throws the ball well enough. They can run the football. They play good, solid defense like they have out there for the last 50 years. Seems like West Jeff is notorious for great defenses. But Randy Baughman, Licking Valley, just pencil him in every year. He just does it. I keep waiting for him to retire. You know, it's like those old guys like me, it's time to... But he keeps winning. There's no reason for him to quit. I mean, the guy just knows how to... They've got a great community out there in Licking Valley, and those kids buy into football from day one, and they know Coach Baughman's going to get them to the promised land. And, you know, I'd love to see him win another state title. He is such a good guy.
38 seasons at that school out there.
Yeah.
Stadium's named after him. They've got a great atmosphere and a great program. And Larry, just piggybacking off what you were talking about with West Jeff, not only is their line big, but they move well.
Yeah,
and they block to the whistle maybe a second or two
They block to the hollow of the whistle. Yep.
They stay on those blocks as long as any high school team I've ever seen. And they open up huge. Gabe Jones is a good running back. but my goodness.
He doesn't get touched for the first 7 or 8 yards on a lot of those runs. I mean, he is into the secondary. The first guy that's got a chance to tackle him is off in the safety. Well, that's a mismatch because Gabe's a pretty good running back.
You mentioned they avenged that loss. West Liberty Salem beat them 42-39 in the regular season. Definitely not the case here tonight as we get ready for the second half kick. If you remember Harvest Prep, they won the toss tonight. They deferred, so they will receive the ball here to start the second half. Harvest Prep will be going right to left as we look at the field here. Ryan Auer, the kicker for Newark Catholic, the junior, number 41, lined up and ready.
He's going to kick this one deep. He's lined up completely different than he was last time. He's going to try and kick it over their heads.
So he's going to try to use the wind here, and he does. He booms this one as we are underway here in the second half, and that one lands about 2 yards deep in the end zone. So Harvest Prep will start this second half with the ball at the 20-yard line. Again, moving right to left.
You know, you got to love kickers. He's got two different socks, two different shoes. You got to love it. God bless America. What a great country.
Ryan Auer with that big leg for sure. The 6'2", 175-pound junior works a lot with former Ohio State kicker Drew Basil. And he definitely has that big leg. Harvest Prep coming out here. Josiah Carroll is in at quarterback. Javon Eggert on his left there. And they pitch the ball to Eggert. And he is hit by about five white jerseys led by number 45, Drew Hess.
Now, that's exactly the way the game started. They did that little pitch pass. It was, I'm not sure if that was a forward pass or a lateral. I'm not sure what that was. But I think they're calling it a forward pass. And it basically lines up as the halfback and then just takes off downhill and they just pitch it to him. And it went nowhere.
Well, maybe a forward pass, but it went backwards for 3 yards there. So Harvest Prep facing a second and 13. Ball on the 17.
They're going to go to the right this time. They got the double wing to the right.
Snap back to Carroll, and he hands it to Eggert. Eggert runs off the left side, but again, not a lot of running room there. Maybe getting about a half yard on that one.
They line up two. It looks like linemen, if you will, in the backfield as wingbacks. And all they did that time was they pulled and ran the counter tray back to the left because it seemed, like I said, that they were going to run to the right because that was their formation.
Unbalanced line, as always, for Harvest Prep. There's the shotgun snap, and Carroll fakes the handoff, and he is running far side, but he will get nowhere. Drew Hess was all over the running back, and then Chance Brooks and Tyson Mummy out there to make the stop on Carroll.
Well, it seems like the urgency of the Newark Catholic defense has been upped a little bit because I think they realize they've got to get this ball and score while the wind is blowing the direction it's blowing because in the fourth quarter, they will be into the wind.
Kind of reminds me of that Week 10 matchup on a Thursday night between DeSales and Hartley. Whoever had the win, that was the team that was scoring in that one. Newark Catholic has forced a punt here, 4th and 10. Slater Evans back deep. He's standing on the 50-yard line. Francisco Mungia back awaiting the snap. He gets it. He punts it away, and that one, not a very good punt. Short and over to that far side. It hits about the 40 and takes a Newark Catholic bounce as it backs up to about the 36-yard line. We do have a flag on the play here, so we'll have to wait and see what this one is, Larry.
And that was thrown by the umpire, so it almost has to be holding. I don't know what else it can be. They hadn't even gotten near the kicker. Yeah, it was holding.
And that's what it is. It will be holding on Harvest Prep.
You know, with this win, you might want to take this penalty and make him kick it again because he'll be kicking it. Right now, the line of scrimmage is about the 20-yard line, give or take. That'll put him back to the 10. Kicking it out of his end zone.
I understand with the wind here, Larry, but that was just a 16-yard punt. It will be good field position here.
Yeah, it's hard to say that he's going to kick it better, though. You know what I mean? It's one of those deals.
On Harvest Prep.
They're going to decline it, I think. No, they're going to take it from the end of the kick. Okay, that makes some sense.
So now they will have very good field position as this will put the ball at the 26-yard line for Newark Catholic. 2 minutes into this second half.
That's even more gooder than I could have hoped for. I was pretty sure that they were going to make them kick it again. But
and that, ladies and gentlemen, is why Larry Wolf is a history teacher.
As far as you know. Some people thought I should have been history as a teacher.
Green wave coming out here. Matt Carlisle lining up under center. Drew Hess. Derek Hawk in the backfield. Tanner Elwell split wide to the near side. He fakes the handoff to Hawk. Carlisle is rolling out to his right. He fires over the middle. It was behind Brendan Buchanan, but he can't pull it in. I know that was behind him. Brandon Buchanan's got to have that one in the middle of the field.
That you know, that was the old wing T waggle play again. Again, the boot pass. And I'm telling you, 99 out of 100 times, the drag route is wide open, and he was wide open, and he just missed him. He threw it on his back hip, and I know Buchanan thinks he should have had it. I probably agree with that. He probably should have had it.
That play doesn't have Brian Cross written all over it, does it?
Ooh, that's all, us old wing T guys, we know that play. We can describe that and draw it up in our sleep.
Carlisle in the shotgun, Hess to his right. Hawks split out wide with Buchanan and Elwell. Carlisle looking to throw. He steps up in the pocket. He's got a guy over the middle, and it is off the hands of Slater Evans. Got to think maybe he was looking at that defender coming across the middle there. He can't haul it in.
Well, there was another, and I couldn't tell who it was, running across the route. It was like a crossing route, and they were very close to each other, and the defender was in close proximity to that route. But he wasn't covering Slater Evans. Slater Evans is going to walk into the end zone if he catches that one.
That was a good throw by Carlisle, too, there. He was trying to throw the receiver open, letting perfectly off the hands of Evans. He's not able to haul that one in. I'm sure Evans would like to have that one back. Third and 10 now for the Green Wave. Carlisle is under center. He fakes the give to Hawk. He's rolling near side to his right. Gets away from one defender. He's going to pull it down, and he's going to take off running. He will be taken down, though, about the 22-yard line there. So about a four-yard gain for Carlisle. Coming up to make the stop is Eddie Temple, the sophomore safety for the Warriors.
It's going to be fourth and five, and I think Newark Catholic's going to go for this. The boot pass or the waggle play is wide open. I mean, the drag routes are open. The corner routes are open. He just got pressure up in his face and couldn't deliver the ball in time.
And again, with the wind here, you know Ryan Auer has the leg to make this field goal. But fourth and five from the 21, the Green Wave are going to go for it. Carlisle in the shotgun, flanked by Derek Hawk to his right. Buchanan to the far side, Evans to the near. They hand it off to Hawk, and Harvest Preps having none of it. Kalen Jackson in there to stuff it, and Newark Catholic with the turnover on downs.
I think Kalen Jackson was in the offensive huddle. He must have known that play was coming because he shot through there and was untouched. Great play by Kalen Jackson. That's a golden opportunity for Newark Catholic. They dropped two balls that could have easily been caught for first downs, if not touchdowns. And if you're going to beat a good team like Harvest Prep, you have to make those plays.
And again, if you're Newark Catholic, missed opportunity with the wind at your back. Harvest Prep coming out this time. They're running Javon Eggert with the Wildcat, and actually they snap it to Kalen Jackson, and he's rumbling up the middle, cuts it back to the far side, and he is going to take this one up near midfield. Looks like the 47-yard line. Kalen Jackson might be their most effective runner in the backfield tonight.
It looked like a runaway boxcar. I'm telling you, he was just rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. It's Marion Motley. You know what I mean? That's what it looks like. He's not wearing old number 76. He's wearing number 50.
For us younger guys, maybe Mike Allstott. Maybe say it that way. So 23 yards on the play for Jackson.
You're killing me.
First and 10, 47-yard line. Harvest Prep with the ball. 8:26 left in the third quarter. Eggert in the Wildcat formation in the shotgun. The snap is to him, and he's moving forward, shifting through that defensive line. He gets to the linebackers, and he will be brought down, but not before a gain of 8 on the play for the running back.
Right now, Harvest Prep is getting a good push up front. What North Catholic is doing is they're getting their hands up, and they're getting their hands on them, but they're not big enough and physical enough to stop the charge, so they're going to have to get lower. They're going to have to make piles and force the ball carrier to bounce and let the linebackers cover it.
Second two from the 45, Eggert in the Wildcat again. They snap to him, and he runs into a brick wall named Nate Williams. Slams him down at the end there. Harvest Prep looking for a flag. They're not going to get one. A gain of a yard on the play, but Nate Williams having none of that.
WWF. That's looked like he came off the top rope. He gave him an atomic elbow drop. That was a big time throw him down to the turf.
Now, Eggert's stocky, but he's just 5'6", 175 pounds. William goes 6'5", 300.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a fair fight.
Nope. Mutt and Jeff all the way.
Third and one. Eggert takes the snap. He's moving forward over the left side, and he's going to go forward for about four and get a Harvest Prep first down.
That time, William's got his hand underneath, and almost tripped him up. You could just see his paw reaching out for him.
Harvest Prep.
This Harvest Prep offensive line is pretty physical. I mean, they get after you. They block. They're physical, and they've got good athletes behind them.
6:50 left to play in the third quarter. 14-9, Harvest Prep leads Newark Catholic. Eggert gets the snap in the Wildcat. He's coming near side, and he's going to break a couple tackles and be drug out of bounds there by Brendan Sheehan and Chance Brooks, but not before a gain of seven.
Chance Brooks.
So this Wildcat formation being very effective right now for the Wildcats is Javon Eggert just taking chunks of yards at a time.
Well, out on the perimeter, Newark Catholic's not big enough to stand up to these two big wingbacks that are coming back in the counter motion. They're lining up as wingbacks behind the guard and the tackle on the right, and they're coming to the left with tremendous power.
Bonte splits out wide to the far side. Eggert in the shotgun fakes the handoff to Kalen Jackson, and he's running to his right. He's going to get the first down and more as he cuts it upfield, and he'll be driven out of bounds about the 20-yard line. Looks like they're going to mark it. Another Harvest Prep first down.
They've got speed on the outside, power on the inside. Their offensive line is getting off the ball, and Newark Catholic right now has no answers for it.
14-yard run for Eggert there. 6:31 left in the third quarter. First and 10, Harvest Prep from the 20-yard line. Eggert and Jackson again lined up in the Wildcat formation in the backfield. That one goes directly to Jackson as he loses his footing there as he hits the line, and he's going to go down for just a gain of one. Eggert, 15 carries on the game, 78 yards for Harvest Prep.
Again, that was simply a direct snap. The quarterback faked and went to the right, and the two wingbacks were on the right, and they came to the left. So we got two wingbacks on the left.
Again,
to the right.
Bonte wide to the near side. The fake handoff to Jackson from Eggert. He keeps it, and he's running near side. Gets by one tackler, then gets into a host of green wave defenders, but he's going to take that down close to another first down. They're marking that just shy of the 10-yard line, so it looks like we'll have a third and one here for Harvest Prep from the 11-yard line. It looks more like about the 10 and a quarter line, though, to me, from where they spotted it. There's the shotgun snap to Eggert. Flag on the field. Eggert moves ahead 4 or 5 yards, but hold on here as we wait to see the penalty. Larry, they threw that one right away, so maybe
right
some kind
snap.
Of illegal procedure, offsides, false start.
We're going to find out here in just a second. I'm not even sure what that penalty is. Sideline interference?
And I'm not sure how they called that so quick, because that flag went up as soon as the ball was snapped.
Well, the interesting thing about that call is that the ball's at the 10-yard line. The coach's box goes down to the 25. I'm not sure who you could interfere with. I mean, the line, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, maybe they're out of the box by a yard or whatever, but it has no effect on anything.
Yeah, very quick there. And they're not moving the ball back.
Well, they've already given them one warning.
So they're giving them a first down on the run. It was a 5-yard run, but they lost the 5 yards, but they got the first down anyway.
I'm confused.
So now it's going to be first and 10, and the ball is still going to be at the 11-yard line after the 5-yard run and the penalty. So they're in the same spot, but somehow they got a first down. They come out on top there. Carroll back in at quarterback. He's rolling. He actually throws a pass this time. His intended receiver was Deshaun Bonte there on that far side in the end zone. That pass well short, though, skipped about 3 yards short.
Being confused is nothing new for me. It says that on my birth certificate. I was born in a state of confusion, but that one gets me because you have a penalty on the play, as if the penalty didn't happen until after the play, but it wasn't a dead ball penalty. So
and somehow they end up with a first down.
First down, but they lost a yard. They lost a yard and got a first down.
We'll be confused together on that one, Larry.
Story of my life.
Second and 10, Eggert back in the Wildcat formation. He's rolling to his right, and he is going to be brought down quickly. Brendan Sheehan, the freshman middle linebacker, makes the stop. Looks like a gain of 3 yards to the 8.
I'm sure something about that rule is correct. I just don't know what it is.
4:50 left to play in the third quarter. Harvest Prep with a long drive here. 14-9, they lead Newark Catholic.
Well, and they're doing this into the wind. So this is kind of important. That they, if they can put a points up on the board, they would take those points into the fourth quarter with them.
Kalen Jackson bringing that play in. Less than 10 here on the play clock. Now there's 5. Eggert in the shotgun. Snap back to Eggert. He gives to Jackson, and he is brought down immediately. Keegan Gallagher, the extra defensive lineman tonight on the play, tripping up Jackson.
Newark Catholic brought both edge rushers, both outside linebackers. They pinched hard and caught that from behind. Fourth, and it's got to be 4th and 6. If they got a first down, they couldn't have given them a first down at the 11.
They did they give did. Them it. So it's 4th and 5 now.
Okay, I'm even more
so
confused.
They can get another first down. And do we have a timeout here or not?
Kind of, sort of.
Play clock is running down.
And it's now delay of game.
We never saw a timeout signal. Newark Catholic has a player that just had to switch helmets. Drew Hess just had to give his helmet to number 63, Ethan Witt, who's running in. And we have an official's timeout now. While they sort this out, let's pause for 30 on the CCL football game of the week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buckeye Valley Equipment has Black Friday specials you won't want to miss. November 25th through November 30th. Buy any steel chainsaw and get 2 free chains. Plus, blowout deals on Cub Cadet snow throwers. 25% off all apparel and accessories like headgear, work gloves, safety glasses, and more. Visit us at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com or on site at 3570 National Road, Hebron. Go Green Wave!
From the 6. 4th and 5 from the 6-yard line. 3:54 to go in the third quarter. We're still not sure what's going on, and I'm not sure they do on the field either. But there's the snap. The snap went to Carroll. He hands it to Eggert, who gives it to St. Clair on the backside, and he will get it down to the 1-yard line. They are not going to get in, but it looks like they will get the first down. A little trickery there from Harvest Prep, and St. Clair gets the 5 yards for the first down.
Well, they're going to measure. We're not sure yet.
And this is the first time we've seen a measurement here today, Larry, even though we both agree we should have seen one earlier.
Absolutely.
Nice little design play there, though, from Harvest Prep.
It almost blew up in the backfield. The Newark Catholic had it smelled out, and just the last second, it kind of flipped the pass backwards.
As they measure this one here, Larry, we will let you know that West Jeff has scored again, so they have extended their lead over West Liberty Salem to 34-0, and he does not get the first down, so Newark Catholic holds here on 4th and 5, and they force the turnover on downs.
He didn't get the first down by about an inch. I mean, it was maybe an inch. You might have got a credit card between the ball and the stick on that one. Holy moly. We saw about everything on that drive.
Huge defensive stand there from the Green Wave. And the important thing, they're going to have 99 yards to go here, but they've got the wind at their back.
Yeah, the good news is they've got the football. The bad news is, what are they going to do with it? This Harvest Prep defense has been all over them. And you certainly don't want to think about passing it out of there, but you might want to quarterback sneak it out of there.
Hess and Hawk in the eye behind Carlisle. He's under center. Looks like Harvest Prep jumped there. Carlisle runs straight ahead, and he pushes forward. He'll get that ball just shy of the 5-yard line. Let's call it the 4.5.
Danny Mullins on the tackle.
Make it the 4.
A little bit of breathing room now for the Green Wave as they will have second and seven here. Just over 3 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Now, you know, I know it sounds silly, but the best play they have working for them right now is the waggle pattern or the boot pass. It looks like you're going to line up in the eye and give it off quickly here.
You can into the far side. Slater, Evans to the near. Hassan Hawk in the backfield. The handoff is to Hawk, and he goes straight forward. Up to the 8-yard line, so a gain of 4 yards, setting up third and three.
Well, if North Catholic is going to put together a drive, that's fine. But if they don't, they might want to punt the ball as quickly as possible and keep the win. You know what I'm saying? If they get a first down here and have to kick it from the 15 at the other end, it would probably be more advantageous to punt it now.
Slater Evans out, Tanner Elwell in, the sophomore wide receiver. He's going to come to the near side. Buchanan to the far. Again, Carlisle under center. Hess and Hawk in the eye in the backfield. Third and three, ball on the 8 here. And we are going to have a timeout as you see Coach Aiello on that far sideline running in to get the officials' attention. So as they take a timeout with 2:17 left to play in the third quarter, we will do so as well. Harvest Prep leads Newark Catholic 14-9 in the CCL football game of the week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Stop and drop your razor. Did you know that the average woman shaves at least 7,718 times in their lifetime? Who has time for that? If you're tired of shaving, tweezing, and expensive waxing, it's time to make your appointment for laser hair removal at the Laser Loft. The Laser Loft offers free consultations. That's right, it costs you nothing to find a solution. Call the Laser Loft, 614-419-4238, and go Newark Catholic Green Wave.
Larry Wolf at break still trying to figure out what happened on that sideline interference. First down, but the ball went backwards. Play for Harvest Prep there. But it doesn't matter because Newark Catholic holds, and they've got the ball now here in a big third and three from their 8-yard line.
Yeah, as far as you know.
Again, Carlisle lined up under center. Gaines, Claggett, Hess, Hawk. In the eye, in the backfield. The give is to Hawk. Nice cut back there, and he's going to get the first down and more. Hawk gets it up to the 15-yard line. Great vision there from the senior.
That play was supposed to go over the left tackle, and there was no left tackle. I'm telling you, the Harvest Prep defense knew it was going left, and they boogered that whole area up, and he cut it back across the center's backside, and it was a gaping hole over the right side, and he pushed it up for about a 5 or 6 yard gain there.
Derek Hawk, the senior, having a tough time getting going tonight, but so far in the playoffs, he's had his only 100-yard games rushing of the season. Coming up big is the senior at the right time. Carlisle in the shotgun, flanked on both sides by Hess and Hawk. He fakes the give to Hawk, and Carlisle will keep it up the middle and not get a lot of room. He'll fight for about 3 yards.
Well, this might be a time to throw the football because it's second and seven, or give or take maybe 8. And they've got the wind at their back right now. And you might want to strike while you can.
Minute 20 left to go in the third quarter. Second and 8, ball on the 17. Tanner Elwell coming in from the sideline with the play. He lets his quarterback know, who in turn lets the rest of the Green Wave know. Newark Catholic going left to right here. Carlisle under center. Hess behind him in the backfield. Hawk offset to his left. Hawk, they fake the give to him. Carlisle's throwing. He's looking long. Nobody open, though, and he's going to take off. And he is only going to get a yard there as Kalen Jackson brings him down.
Well, that was the boot pass. Now, I know Coach Cross had an old boot pass where he took the tight end, delayed him for a while, and ran him on the backside. And there was nobody on this half the field. So if he's still got that play in his playbook, it might be time to do it.
Well, I think that's what they were looking for was Chance Brooks, the tight end, down the middle of the field. But Eddie Temple, the safety, number 42, was all over him. Great coverage. Newark Catholic breaks the huddle. Hess on the right side of his quarterback, Carlisle, who's in the shotgun. Derek Hawk flanked out here to the left, and there's the pass from Carlisle. And it was a good pass, but his receiver, Slater Evans, slipped on his break right around the 30-31-yard line, and that one is going to fall incomplete.
Well, had he caught it, obviously it would have been a first down, but having missed the pass, the advantage now is there's 10 seconds to go in the quarter, and they're at least going to punt with the wind. And that's going to change field position by about 25 yards here, because it would have been 10 yards shorter or 10 yards longer, depending on which end they kick from.
Sylvanus Kent on the coverage there for Harvest Prep. Haven't called his name much in this one. Carlisle back awaiting the snap.
Uh-oh.
And he punts it away, and it is going to be blocked. That looks like number five, Javon Eggert, getting in there with the block. 7 seconds left to go in the third quarter, and Harvest Prep going to have good field position.
They're going to have great field position, and we talked about that earlier in the game, that he takes a long time to punt it. And Harvest Prep just came off the right side there, and they just blocked the punt.
21 is where they're going to mark this ball on the right hash. 7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. If you're Harvest Prep, do you go for the end zone, or do you just keep doing what you've been doing, running the football?
Do the voodoo you do. Run the football.
And that's exactly what they will do. Javon Eggert awaiting the snap. He's going to give to Kalen Jackson up the middle. He breaks a couple tackles, and he will gain about 6 on the final play of the third quarter. One more quarter to go. 14-9. Harvest Prep leads Newark Catholic in this Division 7 Region 27 final. We'll have the final quarter for you coming up next. But first, let's pause for these messages on the CCL Football Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Annie Ann's Pretzels in the Indian Mound Mall would like to congratulate all Newark Catholic teams for their outstanding efforts during the 2018 season. Since our community has been busy following the Green Wave boys and girls teams, there's not much time left to get your holiday shop done. Please support your local retailers this holiday season, and remember to stop by Annie Ann's Pretzels to refuel and help make a holiday pretzel perfect. Annie Ann wishes the Green Wave football team the best of luck in the game tonight against Harvest Prep. Let's go green. Ever been out at a restaurant and noticed the people at another table all looking at their smartphones? The world has changed, and the majority of internet searches are now mobile. If you own a business, give RevLocal a call to review your strategy so you reach new customers. At RevLocal, we personalize digital marketing to help you reach the people who need you. RevLocal, an Inc. 500 company for the past 5 years. Learn more at RevLocal.com.
Final quarter of play. Harvest Prep has the ball at the 15-yard line. Javon Eggert takes the snap. He's running to his left, and he will be tackled at the 11-yard line. Stats so far in this one, Larry, through the third quarter, Newark Catholic with just 108 yards of total offense, 85 rushing, 23 passing. Harvest Prep with 226, 191 of that on the ground, 35 through the air. And Javon Eggert, the man of the game right now, as he has rushed 18 times for 95 yards. Actually, let's make that 19 for 99 as Harvest Prep here looking to take advantage of the blocked punt and extend their lead early in the fourth quarter.
Well, it looks like we've got another committee meeting out here.
Not sure what's going on. Saw a Newark Catholic player run off and Drew Hess come running in.
They're not sure he got the first down.
Oh, so they moved the chains and they were not supposed to yet.
We've had just about everything here in the last 5 minutes.
It's kind of deteriorating here in the last 5 minutes of the third quarter and beyond. Harvest Prep lining up. Javon Eggert gets the Wildcat snap. He's rolling to his left behind a trio of blockers, and he is definitely going to get the first down that time. As they are just letting that run, there is no whistle on the lack of forward progress. The scrum is going, but Harvest Prep will have the ball inside the five-yard line.
Well, somehow North Catholic's going to have to get a stop here, and I don't know how they're going to do it, because the Harvest Prep offensive line is just, they're moving them. And they're going to need a turnover or something crazy to happen here, and I don't think that's going to happen for them.
They've got that unbalanced line, and they run behind those two big tackles, Manny Mullins and Michael Dungy, and it is working good for them here. First and goal, ball on the four-yard line. Eggert in the Wildcat. Kalen Jackson flanking him to his right as they move everyone here to the near side of the field. And the snap is to Eggert, and he's running to the near side. Ooh. And he is drilled.
Ball's out.
The ball is out. And Newark Catholic has recovered. The hit on the play was by number 45, Drew Hess.
Absolutely.
Didn't see who came up with the fumble, but that was a big-time hit from the junior.
Drew Hess closed off of his right defensive end, and he ran right down the line exactly the way you coach him to do it. And when the running back turned up the field, he drilled him from the blind side. The ball popped out, and North Catholic recovered. I did not see who recovered that. I couldn't get a number. We're about as far away as we can be from that recovery.
So the good news here is if you're Newark Catholic, you hold them off the scoreboard, you get the ball back. The bad news, for the second drive in a row, you're looking at over 95 yards. Oh, you've got to go here.
Into the wind.
Second turnover. Newark Catholic is forced in this one. Carlisle's under center. Just Hess and Hawk behind him in the eye. The give is to Hawk, and he's got a little bit of a hole. He does a little juke move there and gets up the middle. That one is going to go to about the 13, maybe the 14-yard line, close to a first down.
I think they're going to actually spot him at about the 12, and he's going to be short by about a yard, but that's a great first down play. Holy mackerel. I mean, he made another great jump cut right at the line of scrimmage. The hole opened up on the backside.
Second drive in a row, we've seen that exact same thing there from Hawk with the vision and the ability to get lateral quick. So Carlisle under center again. Hawk and Hess split behind him. The give is to Hawk moving to the far side. He cuts it back up the middle there. His blockers were going to the right, Larry. He must have saw something up the middle. He cuts it up, only gets 3 yards, but he gets the first down.
But that's kind of a lead sweep, or what we call, used to call reach, and he just cut it back up because there was nothing to the outside. Those plays are taking too long to get to the outside, and the Harvest Prep defense is too fast and too athletic.
9:58 to go in this one. Harvest Prep up 14-9. Newark Catholic with the ball and trying to drive here. Carlisle under center again. Again, Hess right behind him. Hawk split off to his right. Carlisle's going to throw, and he throws it back. It's up for grabs to Buchanan, and Buchanan can't make the catch, but we get a flag. Nico St. Clair in coverage, and it looks like we're going to get a defensive pass interference.
Did I call that throwback earlier? It's the tight end throwback. I knew he had it, and it, I mean, he ran it for years at Grove City High School, and I know that's the Brian Cross influence on Coach Aiello, but he was open. And the ball hung up in the wind forever. If it hadn't hung up in the wind, he might have caught the ball easily.
You can see the arm strength Carlisle has, though, with that throw as he threw that from the far hash marks all the way over to outside the numbers here on the near side. Nico St. Clair, it looked like pretty good coverage, but got there just a little bit early on Buchanan.
Well, and he played the receiver instead of the ball, and, you know, he played right through the receiver. So that's the easy call for the official because you keep your back to the ball and you don't play the football at all. Makes it easier.
Newark Catholic with the ball on their own 28. Carlisle in the shotgun. Hawk right behind him. The give is to Hawk, and he cuts it near side, and he's got some room. He's over the 40. He's to the 45, and a touchdown saving tackle there from Eddie Temple. He trips Hawk up, but not before Hawk gets over midfield to the 49.
That was a great-looking play because that was a designed cutback. That was designed to come back. It started to the right, cut all the way back to the left, and it was one man away from being one man away.
And Temple dove there and just got his right hand on Hawk's right foot to trip him up there. And I took a yard away from Hawk on that run, as it's actually a 24-yard run, so the ball is spotted at the Harvest Prep 48 now. Newark Catholic trying to gain a little momentum. First and 10, Carlisle in the shotgun. He's going to run behind his fullback, Drew Hess, to the left side, and he plows forward.
Now, this is by far the best drive Newark Catholic has put together, and it looks like they've got a little mojo going, and Harvest Prep is catching them right now.
13 yards to the 35-yard line, and the green wave, moving right to left, is in business.
How many years have you seen Newark Catholic do this? Since 1970. I mean, they've just been a perennial powerhouse, and they had a few down years, and now they're back to the regional finals again.
We'll go over some of those numbers here in a minute, Larry, because it is impressive.
It's
they're
staggering.
All-time ranks in the state of Ohio. Two wide receivers split, one to the near, one to the far. Carlisle in the shotgun. He gives to Hawk. And Hawks only going to get a yard, maybe two there, as Kalen Jackson was all over that one. But, Larry, we talk about that. 8 state titles for Newark Catholic. That's tied for fourth. 14 title game appearances. That's first. 36 playoff appearances. That's first. 74 playoff wins. That's second all time in the state of Ohio. 73% winning percentage in the playoffs. That's 10th. And 6 state runner-ups tied for first.
Other than that, they're not very good.
Not at all.
I mean, yeah, if they just took football more seriously out there.
Carlisle in the shotgun. Hess to his right. Hawks split out with the receivers. Carlisle's going to throw near side. He hits Slater, Evans. And Evans jumps back there a little bit. It looks like he's going to lose a yard, so he should have been at the 25, maybe the 24. But instead, they're going to mark this at the 27, setting up a third and two.
Well, I got to believe the quarterback's going to carry this football straight downhill. I mean, he should have a lead blocker in front of him and just carry it straight downhill. Pick your hole, go straight ahead, and let that 6'3", 200-pound quarterback carry the football.
Tanner Elwell brings the play in. Carlisle in the shotgun, Hess to his left. Hawk split out to the right. It is going to be Carlisle, and he makes a man miss. And
he fumbled
the football, though. And Harvest Prep has recovered the ball at the 14-yard line. Carlisle fighting for extra yards. Gets stripped of the football, and Harvest Prep has recovered. Looks like Joe Temple is the one that comes up with it from his defensive tackle spot. And just a killer there for Newark Catholic.
Newark Catholic had all the mojo going. They had the first down. Carlisle was open to the 15-yard line. He got spun around. The ball just popped out.
Newark Catholic's first turnover at the game comes at maybe the most inopportune time as Harvest Prep gets the ball. Javon Eggert back in the shotgun. Actually, Josiah Carroll's back in. He hands the ball to Eggert, and Eggert's going to move forward, making two guys miss, three guys miss, and he gets it up to the 27.
He runs hard. Now, he's not a real big guy, but he runs hard.
Number 35, Nate Williams. And number 6, Brian Pauley.
Javon Eggert on the year. 1,162 yards and 18 touchdowns, and he has been huge in the playoffs as he has rushed for 397 in their two games so far with 7 touchdowns, and he has been the bell cow tonight for sure for the Warriors. Josiah Carroll gets the snap, loses it for a second, pitches it out to Eggert, and Eggert is going to get it out to the 32, maybe the 33-yard line as he is wrapped up by Tyson Mummy and Chance Brooks, but again, Carroll having a tough time with that snap.
That snap got on him in a hurry. It was probably at his face mask height, and it caught him off guard, and he just came back hard. And it's cold outside, and he had trouble catching it, and he just flung it forward. It wasn't very artistic at all.
Second and 5, ball on the 33-yard line, 6:22 left to play in this one. There's the snap to Carroll. He throws the ball out to Rashawn Goines. Newark Catholic was all over that one, though. Goines does a good job to fight forward and get 3. That's going to be 3rd and 2 now.
I was just about to say, if Harvest throws the ball out there, he's going to be open. And he was for an instant, and then Newark Catholic rallied to the ball well.
They're actually marking it at the 36, Larry, so 3rd and 1 for Harvest Prep here.
Javon Eggert time. It might be a direct snap to him.
Huge play here in this one. Nico St. Clair in motion. They snap it to Carroll. Carroll runs to the right, and he will get the first down. Ball came out, but he fell right on it immediately as Carroll gets the first down. Just a reminder, you're listening to WBSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. 5:30 to play in this one. Harvest Prep with the ball in a 14-9 lead. Ryan Baker, Larry Wolf here with you. Our engineer is Eric Welsh, Scott Rex on the stats, and Chris Higgins back in the studios of AM 820.
Newark Catholic desperately needs another turnover. They need to get this ball back because they were just getting their mojo going on offense when they fumbled.
Time is of the essence here for the Greenway for that as well, as we are a 5-minute mark here left to play in this one. Carroll gets the snap, and we have whistles.
Delay of game.
And it looks like we've got a timeout, actually. Coach Milan Smith gets the timeout before the flag goes. So as we pause here with 5 minutes left in this one, Harvest Prep winning 14-9 over Newark Catholic in this Division 7 Region 7, Region 27 final. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Buckeye Valley Equipment has Black Friday specials you won't want to miss. November 25th through November 30th. Buy any steel chainsaw and get two free chains. Plus, blowout deals on Cub Cadet snow throwers. 25% off all apparel and accessories like headgear, work gloves, safety glasses, and more. Visit us at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com or on site at 3570 National Road, Hebron. Go Green Wave!
Larry Wolf, at that timeout there, if you're head coach of Newark Catholic, Ryan Aiello, what are you telling your team here?
Yeah, you have to obviously make the tackle, but on the second man in, must strip the ball. The second man in must go for the football.
Javon Eggert in the wild. Fumble. There's a fumble as he tries to hand
Newark Catholic
to Kalen Jackson, and how about that? The Green Wave come away with the football.
I got to get out of the booth.
And it's the senior Tyler Clark with the huge recovery.
I'm getting out of the booth. It's time to go back on the sidelines. I'm like, no. Nostradamus. This is crazy. I was like 0 for 38 years when I coached. I get up here and it's like I almost know what's going to happen. It's crazy. It's insane.
So there you go. We talked about it. They needed the turnover. They get the turnover. Now with 4:56 left in this one, can you carry the momentum from that last drive over
here? Well, you run the cutback dive, the cutback play that worked very well the last time, where you run the quarterback because they didn't stop the quarterback at all.
Newark Catholic, first and 10, ball on the 37-yard line. Carlisle in the shotgun. He's following his big fullback, Drew Hess. Spins back to the middle here, and Carlisle's going, fighting for extra yards. Everybody in the scrum, and the ball will be marked at the 25-yard line. First down for Newark Catholic.
He looked like a man possessed running that one. He looked angry, like he was mad the last time he ran the ball. He fumbled it, and that wasn't going to happen this time.
And Larry, that play there where they have Carlisle in the shotgun and they just have him run right behind Drew Hess seems to be very effective for them right now.
Well, it's the old belly play. I mean, you got a halfback lead and the fullback carrying the ball, except this time it's the quarterback in the shotgun instead of the fullback. And by formation, you're getting fewer guys in the play. Now, if they run the cutback dive here, this could be big.
Carlisle under center now. Hess and Hawk behind him in the eye. The give is to Hawk off the right tackle, and he is going to be brought down after a gain of three there, so let's call it second and seven.
They've got plenty of time. There's 4 minutes and 13 seconds to go. They've got two timeouts left. Plenty of time. That's not an issue. They're 22 yards out. Take your time. Get a good play and block like you know how to block. You're Newark Catholic.
Now
you've been here before.
4 minutes left in this one, Larry. Do you worry at all about scoring too quick?
No. Score as quickly as you can. If you can run it in on this play, hallelujah, and let's play defense.
Slater Evans split here to the near side. Brandon Buchanan on the far side. Carlisle under center. Hess and Hawk in the eye. They fake the give to Hawk. Carlisle's throwing, and he's looking for Slater Evans on the near side, and Slater Evans goes up for the catch, and Newark Catholic has taken the lead with 3:36 left.
What a play. It was man-to-man coverage. It was one-on-one. It was a 50-50 ball, only it was 100%. Newark Catholic coming down with it. What a great, great play by one of the smallest players on the field.
And Slater Evans with his 14th receiving touchdown of the year, extending his own record. He broke the record of 11 earlier this year. Every catch he makes, he's putting distance, and Slater Evans comes up huge.
He just catches touchdowns, right? I mean, that's what he does.
And Newark Catholic going to take a timeout here as they're contemplating going for two. We will do the same. 15-14. Newark Catholic leads Harvest Prep. 3:36 left to go in the CCL football game of the week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Stop and drop your razor. Did you know that the average woman shaves at least 7,718 times in their lifetime? Who has time for that? If you're tired of shaving, tweezing, and expensive waxing, it's time to make your appointment for laser hair removal at the Laser Loft. The Laser Loft offers free consultations. That's right, it costs you nothing to find a solution. Call the Laser Loft, 614-419-4238, and go Newark Catholic Green Wave.
So Newark Catholic going to try to go for two here and take a three-point lead, 15-14, the Green Wave over Harvest Prep right now. Offense coming back on the field here as they are going for two. Try to make this a 17-14 lead. 3:36 left to go. Carlisle going to line up under center.
They're going to stack eyes.
Stack it. Hawk the first man. Hess the second man. And the freshman Kyle Langenbrunner back deep. They fake the give to Langenbrunner. He's going to throw. He's got Derek Hawk, and it is picked off by Javon Eggert. So the two-point conversion is no good.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a boot pass, and it was.
Javon Eggert intercepted the pass.
So they fake the give to Langenbrunner, who was the deep guy in that eye. Derek Hawk, who was the first guy.
Yeah, slid out into the left flat, and he was covered.
Nonetheless, though, Newark Catholic has taken the lead 15-14 on a 22-yard pass to Slater Evans from Matt Carlisle. A three-play, 37-yard drive that takes a minute 20 off the clock following that huge fumble by the Warriors. Javon Eggert's been in that Wildcat all night. He catches the or gets the snap, goes to give it to Kalen Jackson. Wires get crossed, and the ball ends up on the turf.
Well, you're on your number five quarterback. I mean, crazy things happen when you're on number five quarterback.
Technically, he's number six.
He's yeah,
the
he's
running
number
back.
Six. That's right. That's right.
He's just playing some Wildcat. Three turnovers in this game for Harvest Prep.
Now, you can see Harvest Prep. They're at the 20-yard line. They don't think he can kick it over their head at the 20. Now, I know the wind is up, but I think he can split the middle here. He might be able to get this over him.
Rashawn Goins and Josiah Carroll.
He's going to pooch it. He's going to pooch this one down here about the 30.
And this is what they've done every time when they've had this lineup. Looks like he's going to try to kick it here to the near side. Kicking the ball right to left here is the Green Wave, and he does. He pooches it up. It's heading towards about the 30. That's where Goins will catch it as he switched sides there when they saw where that wall was going to go. And he'll take that up about 9 yards to the 39-yard line. So that's where Harvest Prep will start, trailing by one, 3:32 left in this game.
That field position's just too good, though. That's at the 40-yard line. I mean, that's... I don't know. 3:32 to go. Two timeouts left. Harvest Prep has plenty of time.
I know the wind there, Larry, but don't you got to try to kick it deep to get
yeah,
a little better field position?
I think if nothing else, just kick it as hard and as low as you can. Keep it out of the wind. And maybe you can get a crazy hop.
Carroll is in at quarterback. Javon Eggert's with him in the shotgun.
That was an injury timeout.
Rashawn Goins and Deshaun Bonte split out to the far side. The snap is back to Carroll. He's going to throw, and he throws it out to Bonte.
Uh-oh.
Bonte
Watch
makes
out.
The guy miss. He can't get by Slater Evans, though, but not before a first down. Didn't expect to see that there from Harvest Prep.
Nope, that was just a little hitch pattern on the outside. You get speed in space and got a chance to, you know, make a guy miss and go down the sidelines.
Deshaun Bonte, a big kid there, is the senior, 6'3", 180 pounds. He went up and put them big old paws on it off up the field.
I'm not sure I'd give him much of a cushion here because I don't think they're going to throw it downfield.
Nico St. Clair coming in motion. Just give it to him. Does Josiah Carroll. Nice play on the outside, though, there for Newark Catholic. It was number six, the outside linebacker, Ryan Pauley, coming up with a big stop.
It's kind of surprising to me that Harvest Prep isn't just using the big dog, number 50, to run the ball right downhill because 249, they still got plenty of time.
Well, you got Javon Eggert as well. He's 22 yep. carries, 119 yards in this game. He's been your workhorse. There's the give to Eggert as he goes
got
off
that.
Left side, and he's got some room.
He could be gone.
He's past the 30, 25, and he's going to be brought down at the 22-yard line by Tyson Mummy. Huge play from Javon Eggert.
Tyson Mummy, tackle. It'll be first down, Harvest Prep.
Harvest Prep is in a position right now with 2:33 to go that they can do anything they want to do.
25-yard run there from the senior, Javon Eggert. And Harvest Prep is in business at the 22-yard line. 2:23 left to go in this Division 7 Region 27 final.
And because of the failed two-point conversion, they only need a field goal. It's not what they do, but they can do that.
Mungia 2-for-2 so far on the extra points tonight. There's the direct snap to Eggert. Eggert coming near side, gets a guy, makes a guy miss, and he will be brought down at the 15-yard line there. Chance Brooks on the stop. So we're inside of 2 minutes now. Second and three, ball on the 22 for Harvest Prep. And that clock just keeps on ticking, Larry.
We're down to under a minute 40 here.
Javon Eggert, it looks like that's how they're going to go here in the Wildcat. Kalen Jackson to his right. Eggert gives it to Jackson, and Jackson pounds forward for about two, maybe three on that one. Going to be close to a first down.
I think Kalen Jackson's going to get the ball here. I mean, but you're down to a minute 20, and they're at the 13-yard line.
So they're going to mark him short, third and one. Eggert just takes the ball up the middle. He will get to the 10, and he will get the first down.
Now the issue is they cannot get another first down. They are at the 10-yard line. So we're down to four plays here. Newark Catholic can use their timeouts because they know that they only get four plays from here.
Larry West Jeff has won tonight. They've gone final 34-0. There's the snap to Eggert. He goes off the left side. There's a log jam of players there about the 6, maybe the 7-yard line. And the line judge comes in. They will mark him down at the 6. So it will be second and goal from the 6-yard line. 45 seconds left to go in this one, Larry.
We did this last night.
There's the snap to Eggert. He fakes the give to Jackson. He's rolling near side. A lot of green wave there. And they will bring him down after a yard gain. So 5-yard line. Third and goal from the 5, and it looks like we will have a timeout here for Harvest Prep. 15-14, Newark Catholic leads, 32 seconds left to go in the CCL game of the week. We'll pause for 30 seconds on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Here at Roosters, we're not just a fun casual joint, we're a family. No matter who we are serving, our guests or our community, we strive to better the lives of those around us. Whether it's aiding in the battle against cancer, helping to educate the next generation, or simply putting a smile on someone's face, the Roosters Foundation has helped raise over $1 million annually for local charities. Our community has given us so much, this is the least we can do. Roosters, we're a fun casual joint, but so much more.
Javon Eggert started this drive, Larry, with 119 yards. He's up to 156 now on 28 carries. 32 seconds left to go in this one. Third and goal from the 5-yard line here for Harvest Prep.
Well, they may just give this ball to Kalen Jackson on this first play to get it as close as possible because, I mean, at 220 pounds or 230 pounds, he's a load back there.
Eggert in the Wildcat in the shotgun. Jackson next to him. The snap goes to Jackson. He's running left side, and he is going to punch it in. Yes, yep. Touchdown, Harvest Prep. They have taken the lead with 26 seconds to go.
Number 50, Kalen Jackson on the carry.
Well, I kind of figured they'd give it to him. They just snapped it straight to him.
The celebration on the Harvest Prep sideline. They are going crazy. Coach is telling them to get back. 20-15 is the score. 27 seconds left. Looks like Harvest Prep is going to go for two. I do not see the kicker. Well, there's Mungia at the 20 right now.
Yeah, but they're not kicking it here. They need two to get the 7. I mean, the difference between 6 and 7 is...
And Harvest Prep will take a timeout here to discuss what they want. As they do that, we will take a timeout as well. Two-point conversion or an extra point coming up next. We'll let you know when we come back on the CCL Football Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Spearman Financial Services would like to wish all teams in the listening area the best of luck throughout the football playoffs. The game of football teaches young men the importance of teamwork, how to handle adversity, as well as career development. These lessons will play a big part on your individual journey through life. Spearman Financial Services. Financial plans that last a lifetime.
Securities offered through Valmark Securities Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Valmark Advisors Incorporated, SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Spearman Financial Services is a separate entity from Valmark Securities Incorporated and Valmark Advisors Incorporated.
2-point conversion awaits. Josiah Carroll back in the game for Harvest Prep. He takes the snap in the shotgun. He gives to Eggert, who gives to Nico St. Clair. And St. Clair will waltz into the end zone And Harvest Prep has a 22-15 lead here, 27 seconds left to play.
Well, I mean, the two-point conversion is pretty much academic in the sense that you only have 27 seconds to go. You're going to have to go the distance because this kick is probably going to go out of the back of the end zone. And so you're going to have to go 80 yards in 26 seconds or 27 seconds. So
Kalen Jackson's five-yard touchdown run caps off a nine-play, 61-yard drive, took 3:06 off the clock. And again, Larry, we talked about it there. Into the wind, Newark Catholic does the pooch kick. They catch it on the 30. They return it 9 yards to the 39. Was it the right call? Was it not? We never know what's going to happen, but
don't.
It did have short field position there, did Harvest Prep for that drive.
I mean, if you kick it and they get it at the 30-yard line or whatever, fine. I know what they're worried about is the short kick and the return. I get it, but you gave it to them at the 40. Listen, I've been there, and I've made that same decision, and you wonder if it's right when you do it. You go with your gut, and you hope it's right.
How about Kalen Jackson tonight, splitting time between offensive guard and halfback, fullback, 8 carries, 50 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
And he scores the game winner.
Well, we don't know that for sure yet.
Up to now, it's the
up
game winner.
Up to now.
That's correct. Up to now, it's the game winner.
It's the difference in the game right now. Again, 22-15. Harvest Prep leads Newark Catholic. 26 seconds to go in this one.
Well, let's see if Newark Catholic has something up their sleeve on this kickoff return.
And it does look like Mungia is just going to come after it and kick it as far as he can with this win. His last two have been out of and through the end zone. Let's see if he can do it again here. Mungia coming up to the ball.
Nope.
He boots it to the right side here. It's to the near side. Langenbrunner, the freshman, is going to field that one at the 6. He picks it up. Not a lot of running room. He makes a move. He gets it out to the 22. So that's where Newark Catholic will start. 78 yards to go. 20 seconds to do it.
Number 15, Kyle Langenbrunner with the return.
Sometimes you lose games. Sometimes you just run out of time. And it may be that situation for Newark Catholic. They played well. Had a chance to win this game, and they just couldn't hold off this powerful offense.
What's Coach Aiello and Coach Cross's 78-yard play here, Larry?
You might see a hook and lateral. I mean, it's got to be something.
Four wide here, Carlisle in the shotgun, Kyle Langenbrunner to his right, the snap is back. Carlisle looking to throw, he throws it across the middle. I don't even think Tanner Elwell was looking for that one. Nico St. Clair almost coming away with the interception. Elwell just looked like he was running his route and didn't even look for the ball.
Elwell was coming across, but he had Buchanan underneath him. That might have been the hook and lateral. So if it was the hook and lateral, he should have been looking for that football for sure.
Slater Evans brings this play in. 17 seconds left to go here. Newark Catholic trying to extend this game and extend their season. Four wide again. Two to the near, two to the far. Carlisle in the shotgun. He gets the snap. Drew Hess blocking for him. He throws near side. It's Slater Evans who gets out of bounds at the 38-yard line.
Complete for number 32.
Well, Newark Catholic really doesn't have a home run hitter in terms of speed burner or a guy that can absolutely just take the top off the defense and maybe make one play. So they're going to have to get this ball up past midfield and give themselves a chance to throw a Hail Mary and hope for a pass interference or something or a catch near the end zone.
First and 10, ball on the 38-yard line, 12.8 seconds left in this Region 27 final, unless we go to overtime. Carlisle in the shotgun gets the snap. Again, four wide. He fires far side of the field. Elwell has the catch, but he's out of bounds at the 48-yard line. 8 seconds left in this one. Do they have time to do one more out route?
Yeah, they certainly do. They can run another 10 to 12-yard out. That'll get them about 4 or 5 seconds, and that'll give them one play from about the 40-yard line to throw it in the end zone, but it's into the wind. So it's going to be tough to hoist it far enough.
Another thing here to factor in, Larry, Newark Catholic does have one timeout left. Harvest Prep has none.
Well, with 8 seconds, you're only going to get to use it once. So you might as well do the best you can here.
Elwell and Hawk split to the near side. Buchanan and Evans to the far side. Hess in the backfield next to Carlisle is in the shotgun. Three-step drop. He's looking. Nobody's open. Time's running out. He's got to get rid of the ball. He throws it up down the far sideline. It is incomplete, and there is a half of second left on the clock.
All right. You got to play from 52 yards for a half a second.
nobody open there, but Carlisle's got to get rid of that ball quicker.
Absolutely. Well, he's only going to get one more play no matter what he does, so half a second's the same as 4 seconds, so he's got one play.
Coach Smith on the near side instructing his defense.
They've got about nine guys waiting for the ball at about the 25-yard line. They're going to rush four, which is smart. Now, one of the things you want to do on this is get your defense ends as wide as they can. Get them wider so that you make sure the quarterback has to stay in the pocket and can't escape.
Newark Catholic this time goes trips to the far side. Just a single to the near side. Carlisle heaves it up down that right side. He had a guy open, but it's short. And Rashawn Goins picks it off. Harvest Prep is going to win. They are going to advance. They beat Newark Catholic tonight, 22-15.
That puts them in the state final four.
22, Newark Catholic. Two regional final appearances for Harvest Prep, and both times they win them to move on to the state final four. Unfortunately for Newark Catholic, their season comes to an end with a record of 9-4.
It was a valiant effort. I mean, they had a chance to score. They fumbled the ball at the 15. They turn right around and get the ball back. They take it in and score, take the lead with about 3 minutes to go in the game, and just couldn't hold on.
And Larry Buchanan was open, streaking down that far sideline, but unfortunately into the wind.
Just couldn't throw
Carlisle
the ball far enough.
Just couldn't get it that far.
He could run into the wind farther than they could throw it into the wind, and that's what happened.
So both teams shaking hands now at midfield, and Harvest Prep has won 22-15 the final. What a great game we saw here tonight at Westerville Central's Warhawk Field. We'll come back with the final numbers and wrap this one up after this break. Harvest Prep victorious, moving on to the state semifinals, winning our CCL game of the week. You're listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buckeye Valley Equipment has Black Friday specials you won't want to miss. November 25th through November 30th. Buy any steel chainsaw and get two free chains. Plus, blowout deals on Cub Cadet snow throwers. 25% off all apparel and accessories like headgear, work gloves, safety glasses, and more. Visit us at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com or on site at 3570 National Road, Hebron. Go Green Wave!
Is your local business or franchise trapped in the digital equivalent of purgatory? Meet the digital marketing experts at RevLocal. We'll help you maximize your online presence with a personalized approach. By connecting your business with powerful technology and a dedicated strategist, RevLocal delivers seamless digital marketing for businesses that want to be validated by existing customers and discovered by new ones. Learn more at RevLocal.com.
Stop and drop your razor. Did you know that the average woman shaves at least 7,718 times in their lifetime? Who has time for that? If you're tired of shaving, tweezing, and expensive waxing, it's time to make your appointment for laser hair removal at the Laser Loft. The Laser Loft offers free consultations. That's right, it costs you nothing to find a solution. Call the Laser Loft, 614-419-4238, and go Newark Catholic Green Wave.
Annie Ann's Pretzels in the Indian Mound Mall would like to congratulate all Newark Catholic teams for their outstanding efforts during the 2018 season. Since our community has been busy following the Green Wave boys and girls teams, there's not much time left to get your holiday shop done. Please support your local retailers this holiday season. And remember to stop by Annie Ann's Pretzels to refuel and help make a holiday pretzel perfect. Annie Ann wishes the Green Wave football team the best of luck in the game's night against Harvest Prep. Let's go green.
Spearman Financial Services would like to wish all teams in the listening area the best of luck throughout the football playoffs. The game of football teaches young men the importance of teamwork, how to handle adversity, as well as career development. These lessons will play a big part on your individual journey through life. Spearman Financial Services, financial plans that last a lifetime.
Securities offered through Valmark Securities Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Valmark Advisors Incorporated, SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Spearman Financial Services is a separate entity from Valmark Securities Incorporated and Valmark Advisors Incorporated.
22-15, the final. Harvest Prep has knocked off Newark Catholic in this Division 7 Region 27 final. The Green Wave season coming to a close at 9-4. But Larry, this is a season that started off for them at 1-2. They have fought back, beat a great Heath team, a good Johnstown team down the stretch, and just dominated for, through the first two rounds of the playoffs. What a turnaround for this team in Coach Aiello's second year.
Yeah, I think the turning point in their season might have come at that Watkins Memorial game, because they really struggled at the beginning of that game and then just kicked it into high gear and took off. And you know what? They've had a pretty good season, and you hate to lose. I mean, you just hate to not be able to win when you get to this point. But these kids have put North Catholic back on the map, and they got to feel good about the effort. They had a chance to win this game. They gave themselves a chance to win the game. And I think at the end there, they actually were throwing the ball pretty well into this wind. And you know, they might have been able to do that even sooner. But they had a nice season, and it was a great effort tonight, and they just ran out of time. I mean, it's 22-15, and I'm not sure it wouldn't have come down to whoever had the ball last wins this game. But the power and the athleticism of this Harvest Prep team was on full display in that final drive.
So let's go over how we got to this 22-15 final score. In the first quarter, Newark Catholic gets a safety. It was a drop snap in the end zone, and Newark Catholic falls on it for the 2-0 lead. Then Newark Catholic, Matt Carlisle, a 9-yard touchdown run. Ryan Mowers' PAT went good, and the Green Lit Wave had a 9-0 lead after quarter number one. But then we switched sides. Harvest Prep got the win, and it was a big second quarter for the Warriors. Josiah Carroll with a 44-yard touchdown run. Francisco Mungini with the point after. That cut the lead to 9-7. Then it was Kalen Jackson, his first of two touchdown runs in this one. This one was a 10-yard one, and Harvest Prep took a 14-9 lead at the half. We were scoreless in the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter, Newark Catholic, a 22-yard pass from Matt Carlisle to senior Slater Evans. The two-point conversion failed, and Newark Catholic had a 15-14 lead at that point. But Kalen Jackson with the winning score, Larry. 5-yard touchdown run from him after a 9-yard 61 play drive. Nico St. Clair with the run. The two-point conversion was good, and that's how we got to this 22-15 final score tonight. Let's go over some of the final numbers for Newark Catholic tonight. 237 yards of total offense. 160 of that was on the ground, passing 77 yards. The Green Wave had 15 first downs and two turnovers in this one. Some individual stats for the Green Wave. Matt Carlisle, the quarterback, 18 carries for 89 yards and a touchdown. He was 7 of 15 passing for 77 yards, one touchdown, and one interception for Carlisle. Harvest Prep was able to keep Derek Hawk in check as he just rushes 13 times for 54 yards. For Harvest Prep tonight, 321 yards of total offense, 263 of that was on the ground, 58 yards passing, 17 first downs for the Warriors, and they had three turnovers tonight, but they do not come to bite them in the end as Harvest Prep gets the win. Javon Eggert, huge game for him as he spent a lot of this night in the Wildcat. 28 carries, 156 yards. Kalen Jackson, though, had those two big touchdowns. He had 8 carries and 50 yards. And Josiah Carroll, 5 carries, 50 yards, a touchdown, and he was 7 of 10 passing for 58 yards. Just his third game starting at quarterback. It just so happens that all of those games he started, Larry, have been in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, Malon Smith has done a great job. It's like a shell game for him. He just moves his pieces around, and he'll take a guard and put him in the running back spot, and there'll be a blocking back one time and a running back the next time, and they'll take a quarterback out and put a running back in. And he just moves these pieces around the chessboard to fit what he's trying to do on that particular play. And that's a stroke of genius. And his kids play aggressively. They're good athletes. They have a strong defense. Their linebacking core is outstanding. It's just outstanding. They fly to the football. And they're stout up front. They've got big, strong kids up front. I have no idea whether they win the state or not. But listen, they're going to the big dance, and they're in the Final Four. So congratulations to Coach Smith and all the Warriors out there.
So, Larry, let's go ahead and go over some of the scores here in the area tonight. Just a couple games here that we've had in Licking Valley. They remain undefeated. They're 13-0 now. They beat Bloom, Carroll, Randy Boffman, and those Panthers just keep rolling.
Yep.
And then the other big game in the area, West Jefferson. They lost to West Liberty Salem in the regular season, 42-39. They get them again here in week 13, and West Jefferson hammers them 34-0 for Coach Bisher's squad.
Well, their offense didn't do a whole lot more, but their defense certainly did a lot more. I mean, you're talking about a shutout now. You gave up 42 points the first time, and you shut them out the second time. I'm not exactly sure what Coach Bisher saw on tape, but whatever it was, he was looking at the right stuff.
Other games around the state of Ohio, Patrick Henry gets a 27-13 win over Lipsick. Marion Local, 27-0. They beat New Bremen, the Flyers.
Welcome to the MAC.
I mean, it's just plug and play with those guys, right?
They'll have five more teams that are state champions or something.
Oak Harbor in Division 5 knocks off the defending state champions, Orville, 35-28. Wyoming, they're the defending state champs in Division 4. They shut out Valley View tonight, 33-0. Clyde gets by Ottawa Glandorf, 17-10. Poland Seminary beats Perry, 17-13, the final in that one. Lucas, that's who Harvest Prep will play next week. They beat Cuyahoga Heights, 21-13.
Well, Lucas is a team,
really good.
They're a team that beat St. Charles earlier this year. Now, they're a Division 7 team playing at St. Charles. It's Division 2, and they handled St. Charles.
Ironton, in the fourth quarter, leads Ridgewood, 24-14. Good to see the Fighting Tigers back in the playoffs and making some noise. Kirtland, the Hornets, they beat Manchester 32-7 tonight.
Oh, they're back.
So those are your finals for tonight. So, again, Harvest Prep next week. They will take on Lucas in this Division 7 final. That's an interesting matchup for sure.
Absolutely. Well, again, their athleticism and their power up front, it's really staggering. Their linebacking corps is very good. They don't throw the ball exceptionally well, but they throw it just enough. Just enough. And when they catch it on the outside, if you miss them, they're gone.
So, unfortunately for Newark Catholic, Larry, their season has come to an end. Again, 9-4 season for the Green Wave. Great season for Coach Aiello, Coach Cross, the whole staff and the players of Newark Catholic. But fortunately for us, our season does not end. You and Randy next week will be at a site to be determined still. We think we know where, but not sure yet, as Hartley will take on Trotwood Madison in Division 3 semifinal.
That'll
that should
be a good
one.
That should be a very good one. I mean, you're talking about two powerhouses going at it head-to-head, and I guarantee you Hartley won't take any or give any quarter. And Trotwood Madison's been there a number of times. They know what this is all about.
One thing for sure, next Friday night, there will be a lot of athletes on the field and a good one up here in the booth, Larry, as you're going to be up here with Randy Rock.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Scott Rex. He can still throw the football.
So once again, our final score, 22-15. Harvest Prep knocks off Newark Catholic in our second CCL game of the week. Again, make sure you stay tuned with us next Friday night. Hartley, Trotwood, Madison. It'll all get underway with our pregame coverage at 6:45. The Hawks move on, but unfortunately, Newark Catholic season comes to an end at 9-4. For all of our crew here tonight, Eric Welsh, our producer, Scott Rex, the man, the best on the stats, and Chris Higgins back in the studios of AM 820. My broadcast partner, Larry Wolf, I'm Ryan Baker, saying one final time, thanks for listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. We'll talk to you next Friday night.
You have been listening to the CCL Game of the Week. The CCL Game of the Week was brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Ryan Baker, along with color analyst Larry Wolf. Join us again next Friday night as Hartley takes on Trotwood Madison in a Division III state semifinal. The coverage beginning at 6:45 with the pregame. Good night, everybody.